Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call! Yeah.
Wake up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
507 here at K-Frog. Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome back, Jenny Harmon.
Thank you very much.
How you feeling?
I feel okay.
All right. Good. Well, we're glad to have you back. Happy March 20th, first day of spring.
Yes.
Yay.
We're supposed to get rain back. Lovely.
Oh. I try to forget about that, but
yeah, no,
it is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And quick shout out, happy birthday to my wife Tori, turning
big
27 today. I saw a study earlier this morning, it says women start turning into their mothers at age 33. I guess by that age, women generally stop rebelling against and start behaving like their moms, whereas men start turning into their fathers at age 34. Kel, with you especially being a mom now,
mm-hmm.
is there a point in time where you're like, oh my gosh, I am my mom?
Oh, for sure. I've said stuff and went, oh my God, that was my mother. What am I doing? Oh yeah. And it's all the embarrassing stuff from when I was a kid. I was like, mom, why would you do that?
Yes.
And I'm like, why are you doing that now?
I've done the same thing. My dad would just randomly whistle in places, like start whistling a tune. And I found
mm-hmm.
myself in Sam's Club the other day doing the same thing.
Yep.
Right there in line. Like, oh my gosh. And that would drive me crazy.
Yep. And now you do it.
Now I do it.
Isn't it lovely?
And I'm not even close to 34 yet.
Nah. It's around the corner. Just
gosh,
wait. Life only gets better.
Also around the corner, 10 question takeover. We're going to kick that off at 7:10 this morning. You're going to have a chance to win your way into Stagecoach. Stick around. It's all happening this morning right here on K-Frog.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
5:26 here at K-Frog. Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony coming up after 6 o'clock this morning. Tickets to see Dustin Lynch. You could win your way in.
You heard Brad Paisley's brand new song. It's called My Miracle. He said, oh my gosh, I wrote this about my wife. It is definitely going to be the wedding song of the year. Brad just has a way with words. And I wonder, you know, being married to a guy like Brad, like, do you ever get tired of that? It's like, oh, here he goes again, another love song about me.
Yeah, I don't know if Kimberly's really getting sick of all of them or if she's just taking it all in, but he's so talented and be able to crank him out, boom, 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 like, way to go, dude.
Well, we get to ask him now. Good morning, Brad Paisley.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you?
You know, I couldn't be much better.
Where are you right now?
I am sitting on the couch.
Is Peyton Manning sitting with you?
He's not. He's downstairs working on a song.
Okay. Well, tell Peyton we said hi.
I will.
Brad, we got to tell you, we love the new song, My Miracle. I mean, what kind of brownie points did you get writing a song like that?
I don't know. I feel like I already used it up. It's not fair. It ought to last longer than that.
Kimberly is like, oh, here we go. Another song about me. Nice move.
By now, when I play a song I've written, it's like, oh, that's great. I have some notes. Here's what you could do better.
Well, now we have the acoustic version of My Miracle. You know that is going to be the wedding song of the year. So how much does it take to get Brad Paisley the wedding singer?
At some point, not much.
Like, are we going to see you, like, surprising couples at weddings?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not a bad idea. It would take a special circumstance. Because I'll tell you, back in the day when I was just a kid playing songs and didn't have a record deal yet, that was my least favorite thing to play was a wedding. Because it was always sort of such high stakes. It was the most important moment of somebody's life. They always had a song that they wanted me to do that I didn't know. There was a Christian group called Striper, and they had some song, and I had to learn like a Striper song and sing it. I remember like it was like a Christian heavy metal band. If that tells you how well that went. And meanwhile, the mother of the bride's losing her mind. She's all upset about the flower arrangements. I don't know. It always felt like so much pressure. So it would take a special circumstance for me to come out of retirement as a wedding singer.
The world tour kicks off May 30th. You're going to be joining us June 8th. I want to know, Do you know how many guitars do you actually bring with you on tour? Because I've seen you performing. You have a different guitar for every song.
Yeah. Somebody said, why do you do that? And the excuse would be, well, you know, we retune. There's different sounds for different songs. But the truth is, I just like to play with those.
Yeah, he just likes his toys. That's what it is.
I don't blame him.
You can check out the full conversation with Brad Paisley. Head over to kfrog.com. And if you want to see him in June, listen after 6 o'clock for your chance to win tickets.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 KFrog.
95.1 KFrog with Kelsey Ballerini. Don't forget her husband, Morgan Evans, going to be joining us for our KFrog Cares Golf Classic. All the details on that get at kfrog.com. Now it's time to take a look at what is trending. Kelly, I need this in my life. McDonald's and Lazy Boy have partnered up for the ultimate sweepstakes, gifting one lucky winner a McDelivery couch.
Okay.
McDonald's is in the furniture business now. It comes with light-up cup holders, adjustable seats, and a cozy blanket. Also includes a built-in phone charger for all your food ordering purposes, Lazy Boy's stain-resistant fabric, and my favorite feature, McFlurry chillers. There's little fridge departments in the couch where you can put your McFlurry in there.
I'm down with that. I love me a McFlurry, but it's finding one that actually works, going to a store that has a machine that works.
Machine, right.
That's going to be the bigger problem.
All you have to do to enter to win, take to Twitter and share the McDonald's menu item that you would enjoy while sitting on the brand new couch, tag McDelivery Sweepstakes and Uber Eats and McDonald's. Sweepstakes start today through April 8th. The only issue with it, the couch is completely white.
Well, it's stain resistant, so hopefully...
I will find a way to get that dirty, though.
Yeah, probably not
I'm
the best color.
Such a messy eater.
Yeah, you need like red or something. Come on.
McDonald's colors, yeah.
Yeah. Southern California sports getting a lot of attention, and even though we're months away from football, the Rams definitely still focused on the Super Bowl, signing longtime Green Bay Packer Clay Matthews to a 2-year deal. Super stoked about this. I love Matthews. And it'll be a return home for him. He actually grew up in Southern California and went to USC. Speaking of local boys, the Rams also added Altaloma High School alum Eric Weddle to the roster. So that will be exciting.
Who else did they add, Kel?
Well, he's not a local, but they added Blake Bortles. Good Lord. Good luck with that. I'm just
your
glad we got him
quarterback
out of Jacksonville. To the rest of them, though, welcome home, boys. Should be exciting. This story totally pains me because, you know, I bleed Dodger blue, but the Angels are securing their all-star Mike Trout. Yesterday, the news broke that he was finalizing a $430 million deal. Now, this would keep him with the Angels through 2031.
Wow.
And in total, hold my beer fashion, Trout's deal 30% larger than Bryce Harper's $330 million deal that he recently signed that was record-breaking.
And it's so funny. We were all blown away by that. Whoa, $330 million. No one will ever get that kind of money.
Yeah, and here comes Mike Trout. But he was going to be a free agent next year, and that was just going to be crazy. You can imagine all the teams that were going to go after him. Now he's going to stay in Southern California. Let's just hope he can stay healthy.
He will. Get it signed, Mike. Let's do this.
All right. Coming up after 6 o'clock, going to give you a chance to win Dustin Lynch tickets. He's coming out to Harrah's March 31st. We'll hook you up with that after 6 here on The Frog.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 KFrog.
6:09 with the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony right here on KFrog. Good news, you are caller 19.
Way! We're going to send you to go see Dustin Lynch out at Harrah's Southern California in Funner, California.
Oh, my God! I'm so excited! I'm, like, crying.
Oh. Well, hopefully those are happy tears, right?
Yes, for sure.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Candace. I'm calling from San Bernardino.
Candace, what are you doing right now? Are you driving?
I actually just pulled up to my kids' daycare to drop them off.
Candace, why are you crying? What happened?
No, I'm just excited.
Well, have a great time. March 31st, you're going to be out there to see Dustin Lynch.
Okay, thank you so much.
We're going to continue to hook you up with these tickets all week long, plus all weekend long. It is a Dustin Lynch ticket weekend here on KFrog. Going to hook you up with tickets to see him. Again, it's out at Harrah's Southern California in Funner, California, March 31st. You can get your tickets now, Ticketmaster.com. But listen, all week long, we have tickets here on The Frog.
Wow, 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 yippee-yo.
Well, it's another Wet Nose Wednesday here at KFrog, where every Wednesday we try to help find forever families for our furry friends at the Corona Animal Shelter with the help from Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers One Love, which, by the way, today is Lemonade Day For every lemonade purchase at any Raising Cane's, $1 will be donated back to the Lemonade Day organization that gives kids across the country the tools and guidance needed to one day open up their own business and learn important life skills. So make sure you swing by your local Raising Cane's today. This week's featured Wet Nose Wednesday pup is Bruce. Bruce is a darling 6-year-old German Shepherd Belgian Malinois who is one of the happiest pups you will ever meet. His likes, spending time with humans, being an absolute cuddle monster, and meeting other dogs. His dislikes, cats, no surprise there. But Bruce is one of the friendliest dogs you will ever meet. Loves to go on walks, he'll play ball with you at the park, and if you're into working out, he will lay right there on the yoga mat and make sure you're getting all of your reps in. He's great with kids. Even better news, he's fully housebroken. Bruce would make a great addition to your home. You can check out more on Bruce by visiting the Corona Animal Shelter or by going to kfrog.com/pets. That's kfrog.com/pets. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Andrew from Canyon Hills.
Andrew, you are a lucky contestant today for shockingly easy trivia. This is your chance to take home a family 4-pack of Raising Cane's box combo meals. You need to get 2 out of 3 answers correct. Keep in mind, for every question you get wrong, I will get shocked by this lovely dog collar that is strapped to my neck, okay? Please get all of them right for me.
I will not let you get shocked, Anthony.
Oh, okay.
You haven't heard my questions yet. All right, question number 1 for you. Air Bud was a movie about a basketball-playing animal. What kind of animal?
Dog.
All right, you got that one. Question number 2. How many taste buds do dogs have?
Ooh. Oh, Anthony, I'm sorry.
She does this every week.
2.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Andrew. That wasn't even a good guess. It's actually 1,700. So you ready, Anthony?
Not even close, Andrew.
And 3, 2.
God.
Sorry, brother.
Okay, you need to get this one right in order to get the box combo meals from Raising Cane's, okay?
Please, Andrew.
All right.
Taco Bell had this breed of dog as their mascot from 1997 to 2000.
Chihuahua.
You got it. Congratulations. We are hooking you up with a family 4-pack of Raising Cane's box combo meals, courtesy of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it also. 2 out of 3. Not bad.
That wasn't a simple question, by the way.
It wasn't at all. Ridiculous, right? Nobody would know that.
You only need to get 2 out of 3.
Oh, okay. So you cheated.
See, you still got your prize, and I got my prize because Anthony got shocked.
So tell us again, how many taste buds do dogs have?
1,700.
Okay, good.
Way more than 2.
Quiz all your friends today.
See, now when it comes up on Jeopardy, you guys are going to thank me.
That's
right. You're going to know that. Be like, huh, I remember the answer.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country. Wake up in
the morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1
KFrog. 95.1 KFrog, 6:50 with the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony, if you're heading to work this morning, thank you for letting us tag along with you. Once you get to work, make sure you have us on that free radio.com app, because coming up at 7:10, it's another round of the 10 question takeover. Your chance to win your way in Stagecoach. But first, Kelly has the grab and go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at 1-800-NEW-LOOK, or check him out online, plasticsurgery.com. Jake Owen recently opened up about his relationship. He did a podcast and he was talking about how he met his girlfriend, Erica. He said that she was an interior designer at Restoration Hardware. He was in there, he was buying a couch, and he noticed her. He said she was just so beautiful. He was intrigued by her, how she was in there. She was totally holding court that day in the store, telling people exactly what they needed to do. He said he waited a few weeks and then she was helping him make a purchase. And he said, that's when I finally said, hey, you want to grab a beer sometime? I figure if I didn't ask you, I'd never know if you'd want to go. And she was like, sure, let's go. So that was 4 years ago. Yeah, they've been together for 4 years. And he said, that's just how it happens. You know, you got to let love come to you instead of trying to find it by swiping through a dating app. He said, guys are just scared sometimes to make the first move. But guys, you should be more confident. That's what you want a man to be. So step up.
Way to go, Jake.
I know. I like it.
Wow, 4 years?
4 years, yeah. They're pretty private. And baby on the way.
That's
true,
too.
Yeah. Robert Kraft and several other men who were involved in the prostitution sting in Florida last month have reportedly been offered a deal. Now, this is only if they admit guilt. The defendants have to meet a number of different conditions, one of those being a completion of 100 hours of community service. Can you see Robert Kraft picking up trash on the side of the freeway? Sorry, I'm just that image alone. I'm like, okay. Now, Robert Kraft has already pled not guilty to 2 charges of solicitation of prostitution. But now if he decides to admit the wrongdoing, it might be better for him because then he won't have those convictions on his record. Although if he admits it, he would most certainly be getting some sort of penalty from the NFL. So it's like, where do you go? What should you do?
Right.
Admit, not admit? Yeah.
I'm still visualizing the highway thing.
Yeah, and him in orange. I don't know if that's his color. All right, Carrie Underwood giving us some serious mommy motivation. She recently opened up about her struggle to snap back into shape after welcoming her second son, Jacob, back in January. Yesterday, there was an Instagram post she put up, and she said, you know, if I'm going to be honest, bouncing back after having Jacob has been much more difficult than after I had Isaiah, and I've been pretty hard on myself lately. She said, I just want to feel like myself again, for my body to feel the way that I know that it can. And she went into, you know, how she doesn't work out like she used to. She can't lift as much. She can't run as fast. But she said, you know, I vowed to have a stronger and healthier mindset when it comes to having fitness goals. As I prepare for red carpets and for life out on tour, right now I make a promise to myself to start appreciating what my body can do and stop focusing on what it can't. I'm going to smile at the girl in the mirror. And I got to give her kudos because honestly, I know this is going to sound bad, but I appreciate seeing Carrie struggle because how many times do you see a celebrity have a baby and a month later they're on a beach in a bikini looking fabulous?
Right. Yeah, they look perfect.
I'm like, really?
She's
I'm over
human.
Here like, I'm going to lose the baby weight and Carter's 16 years old, you know? So thank you, Carrie. Thank you very much. Yes, Stagecoach tickets on the way, 7:10.
Are we awake?
Turn the radio show!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
7:03 here at K-Frog. Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
We got to talk to Brad Paisley, and we were talking mainly about his new song. If you haven't heard it, it's called My Miracle. How cool to be married to a guy like Brad Paisley would write songs like that about you, right?
Song after song after song.
But I wonder if at a certain point it's like, okay.
Enough, Brad.
I see what you're doing. Well, we get to add to Brad Paisley himself. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you?
You know, I couldn't be much better.
Where are you right now?
I am sitting on the couch.
Is Peyton Manning sitting with you?
He's not. He's downstairs working on a song.
Okay. Well, tell Peyton we said hi.
I will.
Brad, we got to tell you, we love the new song, My Miracle. I mean, what kind of brownie points did you get writing a song like that?
I don't know. I feel like I already used it up. It's not fair. It ought to last longer than that.
Kimberly is like, oh, here we go. Another song about me. Nice move.
By now, when I play a song I've written, it's like, oh, that's great. I have some notes. Here's what you could do better.
Well, now we have the acoustic version of My Miracle. You know that is going to be the wedding song of the year. So how much does it take to get Brad Paisley the wedding singer?
At some point, not much.
Like, are we going to see you, like, surprising couples at weddings?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not a bad idea. It would take a special circumstance. Because I'll tell you, back in the day when I was just a kid playing songs and didn't have a record deal yet, that was my least favorite thing to play was a wedding. Because it was always sort of such high stakes. It was the most important moment of somebody's life. They always had a song that they wanted me to do that I didn't know. There was a Christian group called Striper, and they had some song. And I had to learn like a Striper song and sing it, I remember like, it was like a Christian heavy metal band. If that tells you how well that went. And meanwhile, the mother of the bride's losing her mind. She's all upset about the flower arrangements. I don't know. It always felt like so much pressure. So it would take a special circumstance for me to come out of retirement as a wedding singer.
The world tour kicks off May 30th. You're going to be joining us June 8th. I want to know, do you know how many guitars do you actually bring with you on tour? Because I've seen you performing. You have a different guitar for every song.
Yeah. Somebody said, why do you do that? And the excuse would be, well, you know, we retune. There's different sounds for different songs. But the truth is, I just like to play with those.
They're his toys. That's what it is.
They're good-looking toys, too.
Well, and he is amazing. If you've never seen him in concert, definitely want to check him out in June. And we're actually going to try and hook you up with tickets. Be listening after 6 o'clock tonight. We'll give you a chance to win Brad Paisley tickets here on The Frog.
We can wake up, wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog, 7:24 with a wake-up call. Let's get down to business. Another round of the 10-question takeover. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Question number one. Paris Jackson is the daughter of which late singer known as the King of Pop?
Michael Jackson.
Correct.
All right, question number two. This year, we've seen a large number of painted ladies flying around. What are painted ladies?
Butterflies.
You got it.
Question three. Yellowstone National Park is mostly located in what U.S. state?
California?
Not no, California.
Sorry.
All right, question number three. Do you know the answer?
Wyoming.
Correct.
You got it. Question number four. Toy Story 4 just came out with a new trailer. Who's the voice of Woody?
Ben Stiller.
Not Ben Stiller. Sorry. Can you tell us the answer to question number four?
Tom Hanks.
You got it.
Question number five. This Major League Baseball player is about to sign a contract worth $430 million. Who is
Mike Trout.
That's correct.
Question number six. How many original colonies were there?
Four?
No, not four. Sorry. You can steal question number six if you know the answer.
Eight?
Not eight. Sorry. All right. Come on, people. U.S. history here. Question number six. Can you tell us how many original colonies were there?
Oh, my gosh. Six? Seven.
Not six or seven. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Still on question number six. Do you know the answer?
13.
You got it. That's up. Yeah.
Question number seven. This comedian has her own talk show and game show called Game of Games.
Ellen.
Correct.
Question number eight. Folgers and Maxwell House are brands of what?
Coffee.
Got it.
Question number nine. People are flocking to this city to see the super bloom of poppies.
Lake Elsinore.
Yep.
On a roll. Here we go. Question number 10. If you get this right, you win Stagecoach tickets, okay?
Okay.
This Stagecoach artist was the runner-up of American Idol Season 10.
Scotty McCreary.
No.
He won.
No. Oh,
sorry. Oh, wow. You get to steal on question number 10. If you get it right, you get Stagecoach tickets. Do you know the answer?
Carrie Underwood?
No. No.
She won. No. And also not at Stagecoach. All right, we have great news for you. You get to steal on question number 10. So if you get this one right, you win Stagecoach tickets, okay?
Oh, okay.
This Stagecoach artist was the runner-up of American Idol Season 10.
Lauren Elena?
It was Lauren Elena. You're going to Stagecoach.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You're going to be out at Stagecoach all 3 days. Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, Jason Aldean, Lauren Elena, and the winner that season, Scotty McCreary.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Ashton from Yucaipa.
You ever been to Stagecoach before?
Once, a long time ago.
How long ago?
Probably like 6 years.
Well, it's time for you to go again, and we're hooking you up with tickets.
Thank you so much.
The original colonies? Really? 13 stripes on the flag?
I don't know if Ben Stiller would have made a good Woody.
Yeah, with the Zoolander voice? I don't know about that. Hey, more Stagecoach tickets up for grabs this afternoon after 2 o'clock. We'll give you a chance to win here on The Frog.
Good morning, everybody.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog, 749 with the Wake Up Call. Kelly and Anthony, it's time for another round of the Wake Up Calls. You call it, where we just dig right into our friends' issues. Now, I've got a friend who has been dating this guy for close to 6 months now, and they've decided it's time to go on vacation together.
Ooh.
She had this thought that it's going to be the first getaway for them together. But according to him, it's not really a getaway. It's just more of a tag-along. See, the vacation is actually with mom, dad, his sister, aunt, uncle, four cousins, and grandma.
Oh, gosh.
So now she's nervous. She feels like there's some added pressure with his entire family going. She's not going to have her own space because what they're doing is they're renting a house together. She's not sure what the sleeping arrangement's going to be. So her thought of a romantic getaway is now a packed family vacation. Now she's faced with the dilemma, do I go and still take advantage of the time I get to spend with him? Or do I bail, not be crammed in the house with his family, and wait to go on vacation, just me and him, somewhere down the road?
That's awkward. If they've never been on a vacation together, just the two of them, you learn a lot about a person when you vacation together, how they deal with stress, like what they do for fun. I don't know. I would almost tell her, if it's just a weekend getaway, I'd almost tell her, like, pass.
Really?
Like, yeah. No, we'll catch up some other time. Because, yeah, that's totally awkward. You don't know how he is on vacation, and you don't know how his family is on vacation. Now you're stuck with all of them in a house together. That can be super awkward.
Yeah, I mean, it may get a little bit crowded. It does sound like there's a lot of people that are going to be in there. But, I mean, if you're really in it to win it, if you're really into this guy, you're going to be spending a lot of time with his family anyway. So why not just pack up and take a vacay with them?
I don't, that soon. And when you guys have not vacationed together, just the two of you, that's also awkward too. Like, hey, why haven't you asked me to go anywhere? Just the two of us. on vacation. Is this how it's going to be? Are you always going to tag along with your family?
Did you, you and your husband, Art, did you guys go on your first vacation together with family?
Together.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You learn so much about a person on vacation.
Mm-hmm. See, mine was total opposite.
You did everything with your wife's family?
Yeah. Every single vacation up until we were married. And then we've gone on off on our own. But yeah, all of them are with family.
I don't know. I just feel like a couple needs to vacation together to really find out where you stand.
Well, that's what we think. So we want to know what you think. Time for you to call it. Chime in. You can call or text us that number, 888-431-3764.
Wake up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I listen to the radio in the morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Taylor Swift right here on K-Frog. It is 808 with the wake-up call, Kelly and Anthony. It's the wake-up call, as you call it. One of my friends is going on vacation with her boyfriend and what seems to be his entire family. Mm-hmm. She thought it was going to be a getaway, just them one-on-one, but no, it's going to be all of them. So, should she go? Should she not go?
Well, and this is their first vacation together. They've never been on vacation together, right. Which I think that's key for a relationship. When you take that step and you go on a vacation together, my opinion, it should just be the two of you because you learn so much when you're on vacation. Here's a text message that says the same thing. For a couple's first vacation, it should just be them. Family and friends come later. Figure yourselves out first.
This text message says, go with his family, make memories. His parents and family won't always be there, so you have plenty of opportunities to go by yourselves, which I totally get.
Okay. And here's one. This is a good point. It says, maybe he wants his family's opinion of her and to see how she handles the family. So maybe it's a test and she doesn't even know.
A little
bit. All right, what do you think?
I think that she should definitely go because, you know, I believe that it'll be good for her to know the family and everybody, how everybody is. And it'll be like, kind of like a learning curve for sure.
And I think, too, by bringing her with his family, this is like another sign that he's actually serious about keeping her around.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is like a long-term thing.
Well, okay. I guess it's a stepping point for them.
Another text message rolling in. It says, yeah, it's going to be awkward, but she can't back out now. The family will probably give him grief if she does.
Oh, this one says, bail. Fake an illness. Don't go.
I don't think it'd be that bad. I mean, yeah, it might be a little rough because you don't have your own personal space because everyone will be there. And it might be awkward because you don't really know the family, but that's your first step. You have to get to know them.
All right. What do you think about the wake-up calls, you call it?
And I'm traveling from Southern California to Washington to vacation with his family for 9 days.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Have you and your boyfriend been on vacation, just the two of you guys?
We have never been on a vacation, just the two of us. It's always been with either my family or all of his friends.
Wow. And how are you feeling about this?
I'm extremely nervous because all of his family is up there and I know absolutely nobody.
Has it crossed your mind to totally bail out on the vacation?
I tried, but his family is expecting me to go, and it would look really bad if I did.
Did you say I tried? What, did you come up with an excuse?
I did. I said I have school and work that I should probably not miss.
And they didn't take that. They were like, no, you're coming.
Yep.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, it could be worse. It could be 9 days. At least for your friend, it's just a weekend.
Nine's a long time.
Wow. Everybody needs to pray for that woman right now.
I just want to wake up every day and I'm up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
8:25 here at K-Frog. Time to take a look at what is trending. Check this out. McDonald's and Lazy Boy have partnered up for the ultimate sweepstakes, giving one lucky winner a McDelivery couch.
Okay.
Hmm. Comes with light-up cup holders, adjustable seats, cozy branded blanket. Also includes a built-in phone charger for all your food ordering purposes.
Nice.
Lazy Boy's stain-resistant fabric and my favorite personal feature, McFlurry chillers.
Is that like a fridge for a
McFlurry? It's like a fridge. You put your McFlurry right there in the couch.
That is pretty awesome. Now you have to actually find McDonald's that has the machine working.
Right, because all their ice cream machines are always broken.
Always.
But if you do find the one, that's awesome. So here's how you can win. You can take the Twitter and share with the McDonald's menu item that you would like to enjoy while hanging out on the couch. All you have to do is tag McDelivery Sweepstakes and tag the Uber Eats and McDonald's pages. The sweepstakes run starting today up until April 8th.
Nice. Okay. It's stain resistant, but what color is it?
It is bright white.
That is a horrible idea.
I promise you I will get dirty.
Yeah. All your ketchup use, I'm sure.
That's right. Yeah.
Southern California sports getting a lot of attention lately. Even though we're months away from football, the Rams are definitely still focused on the Super Bowl, signing longtime Green Bay Packer Clay Matthews to a 2-year deal. This will be a return home for Clay, who actually grew up in Southern California. He went to USC. And speaking of local boys, the Rams also added Altaloma High School alum Eric Weddle to the roster as well. So welcome home, boys.
Look at that. They also got a backup quarterback. His name is Blake Bortles, who Kelly knows very well, being a Jags fan.
Fun with that. Bye-bye.
I really think that team will come back stronger this year.
Oh, for sure.
And I think they'll be back in the Super Bowl, honestly.
Most definitely. And this story, of course, just pains me because, you know, I bleed Dodger blue. But the Angels are securing their all-star Mike Trout. Yesterday, news broke that he was finalizing his $430 million deal.
Yeah, baby.
This would keep him with the Angels through 2031. And in total, hold my beer fashion, Trout's deal is 30% larger than Bryce Harper's deal he just signed for $330 million. Which, remember, when that came out, we were like, $330 million? Oh, my gosh.
We were shocked. We didn't think anybody would sign anything bigger than that. And then here comes Trout. One human being gets $430 million to play baseball.
Well, and it's crazy. He was supposed to be a free agent next year. So you can imagine the frenzy that would have happened. The Angels were like, mm-mm.
Not going to happen.
No, he's definitely putting that the V in MVP. He's very valuable right now.
Wake up every day.
Waking you up. Every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.